Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Conscious Thought with Leo, BPS radio talk show. And I am your host, Magdalena Winkler. And I really wanted to apologize that we ended up to be a little delayed, but we will make up for that show. So first of all, I really wanted to thank you for coming on to the show. And also, I really wanted to wish you a happy new year and dare to be yourself in 2015. As we have already an incredible start with the challenges. So I hope that 2015 will be a little better than that. I would like to kind of give you a little intro about the Conscious Thought, because this is today my first show. And I'm so sorry that, you know, it kind of ended up to be, we had to end up dealing with a little distractions here. So, but we will kind of try to correct it. So what is the Conscious Thought about? It's a bi-weekly radio show dedicated for personal growth, global transformation, and awakening humanity. It is an information highway to a global community in the era of paradigm shift, encouraging others to get involved consciously, moving practically from being outside-oriented for answer to connect with our inner God-given divine wisdom. Practically, by becoming conscious of our own thoughts, emotions, behavior, and pattern, we can stop what's going on in our lives by using our intentions and focus. The question practically will become, do we truly want to be conscious and aware what's really going on, or we just wanted to copy some ideas or trends? Or do we really want to discover our possibilities? That will support organic living and be in harmony with all life in process, in process practically know ourselves. My mantra is always, we do not need a fix. We are not broken. We are just disconnected from our own true core, who we are. So practically what I'm looking for with this Conscious Thought radio show, to take you down the road, to meet you on through Leo, to stand up and embrace and shine your heart with strength, courage, passion, playfulness, leadership, and be your own director of the movie called life. And start your life and live your dreams. Practically, this statement, you did everything for others, will kind of maybe, you know, hit a lot of people, because it will kind of sound a little selfish coming from the Leo. But trust me, my point is with that now is the time to discover who we are, who are we truly, and live from our core. Practically, that's what I always call, that's our mission. You know, forget, you know, setting all those goals and, you know, run all this, what I have to do and do's and don'ts. And in the meantime, we really forget to live truly our life. So practically, you would ask, well, what does all this has to do with the Leo? Well, since we are kind of moving into the era of Aquarius, we will be more and more overwhelmed with information, and we will be under overload. Practically, that will create confusion, misinformation, deception, and you name it. Practically, what I like to kind of give the message with that is to, in order to handle these winds of changes, we have to know who we are in our own core and hold our own power and not to be afraid of it. Yet be very aware of abuse if not used correctly, and if it's not in their best interest for all involved. So practically what I like to say with that is we are looking forward to build a healthy ego, because that can help us, you know, to manage our lives in our three-dimensional world and make it, you know, let's make our ego a manager and keep it busy so it doesn't interfere with our higher self. So practically give our ego a job. So instead that, you know, the ego can kind of interfere with our daily lives and, you know, and mess up, you know, what's really going on. So we don't want to do that. So practically, this is actually my little, you know, intro, what I'm looking about, the Conscious Thought to be the show to be about. And I'm also very interested to bring great speakers. And one of the great speakers today I have here is an astrologer who I know actually for a few years. I do not know him personally, but I am listening to his weekly Pele report. And his name is actually Tom Lesher, with his new name, Kaipacha. And he's actually a healer via astrology and has over 35 years of experience and is also a spiritual practitioner. He practically utilizes astrology as a healing art. He does also teaches classes around the world. He does personal astrological reading for his clients. And look, like I mentioned, he does, you know, weekly Pele reports, what I absolutely love. And so without further ado, I don't want to keep Tom anymore longer to wait online. I would really want to warmly welcome you, Tom, to the Conscious Thought with Leo. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Leo. It's nice to be here.
Listen, I really wanted to apologize for this whole thing, you know, that the challenge what really happened and, you know, that time difference and anything, but, you know, all the hiccups. But, you know, really, let's kind of go to the bottom what we are really about here today. I would really like to, you know, let, you know, our audience know more about you and why did you choose, you know, astrology and how did you get involved in it?
Well, it was back a long, long time ago.
75 years plus, does it?
If we want to, you know, if we want to count it in terms of this lifetime. But, you know, it was really when I was 17, 18, back in the mid-70s, that I lived next door to an astrologer. And I didn't know him and he didn't know me, but one day we worked out a trade and he talked to me about my chart and blew my mind and told me about my family and my health and my girlfriend and my future and my past. And I just, you know, was amazed and went out and got every book I could and everybody's birth data and did the charts of all my friends and all my family and just, you know, dove into the deep end as fast as I could and learned it as much as I could, and I've been somewhat addicted to it ever since.
Yeah, I absolutely love your Pele reports, weekly Pele reports, and you know, I was reading many other material about you. So, and I actually read this other teacher who you actually took lessons from him. Right now, I am not quite sure about his name, but you actually mentioned him on your site. Okay, what I would like to know is that what if you would be willing to share, you know, how do you use astrology as a tool and how does astrology help, for instance, if somebody is dealing with some kind of a challenging situation right now, for instance, how could actually astrology help them to give them a guidance?
Well, the way that I see that the chart works is basically that we are infinite spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. And we incarnate and reincarnate and reincarnate, and we choose the time, date, and place, the parents, the DNA, the color of skin, the gender, the religion, everything, in order to carry on our evolutionary soul growth. And so when you draw in that first breath and they cut that umbilical cord, that is like a snapshot of the universe, and this chart is a snapshot of the sky of what you chose to reflect your past and future soul intention. So it's basically a map of your unconscious. And as you were talking about with your show, so much of evolution and growth and awareness is making the unconscious conscious.
Yes, and I actually forgot to add, because you know what I really love about Tom is that I recognize through my own, you know, using astrology for myself. I'm not the expert as you are, but you know, I absolutely love astrology, and what I recognize that, you know, in Leo, you are really becoming conscious about yourself.
That Leo is the sign of self-consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So it mm-hmm. ties right into your show.
Well, that was the reason I chose it.
Yes, very good.
So, pretty crazy, you know, yes.
So what it is that, you know, we have an ego that mm-hmm. is limited. It's our left brain, linear, logical, three-dimensional, you know, this world, what we're taught by our parents and teachers and preachers and all this about what's good and bad and right and wrong and success and failure. And this is only a very small, minute portion of our total soul, spirit, being, about 10% or less.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the birth chart gives you the other 90% of who you are. And the more you know and understand your unconscious, the more you know and understand your soul, you can align your decisions, your choices, your ego, your thoughts with your soul spiritual intention. And this just makes life a lot well,
easier.
It makes it easier. It brings more creativity. You become aware of more options. It's liberating, it's awakening, and of course with knowledge and awareness comes more freedom and more capacity to affect change, which is another aspect of Leo. Leo is that creative self-expression that is about being original, about being unique, about really doing something that has never been done before, and leaving a legacy. You know, leaving this planet different, you know, after we're dead than it was when we got here. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, that is really the approach that I use for the chart. It's an evolutionary process. The planets do not make us do anything. We are not victims or pawns. It's not cause and effect. I much more use the idea of synchronicity mm-hmm. and mirroring. Yeah, that basically as above, so below, as without, so within. So the planets do not compel us or do anything to us, but rather they reflect something grander, which is our unconscious soul spirit.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of interesting that you mentioned as above, so below. I was just listening on somebody else's show, actually it was Magdalena Eisenhower. I think it was on Saturday, and she was talking about using the same example, you know, as above, so below. But she said because we are right now changing, now we can say also as below, so above.
Yes. Exactly. We are going through an ascension process, which does, you know, really change the picture around a little bit. But the idea of, you know, the mirroring and the looking mm-hmm. back and forth is, you know, still, you know, it is also, it's like when you look in the mirror, you can't make the mirror smile. Yeah, you have to smile. So, you know, in so many ways, life is a mirror. Our relationships are a mirror. You know, our daily reality is a mirror of our feelings, of our inner world, of our unconscious soul spirit. It's a lot of it is the difference between the masculine and the feminine. And we can look at the soul, the inner world, as being the feminine. And so there's also this mirroring. And the more you change yourself and transform yourself and know yourself and heal yourself, then the more joy, happiness, success, and love you will experience in all of your relationships and in the world, you know, coming towards you. Yeah.
Tom, I would like to ask you a question. How would you elaborate about, I always say, we have to have a healthy ego, because in the self-improvement community, everybody's just say, oh, let's get out of ego, just move it, blah blah blah. But I strongly believe, having my own personal experience, is that you have to have a healthy ego, because if you don't have a healthy ego, somebody will, abuse their ego on you. So we have to have, some kind of defense mechanism that is balanced. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with that. The way that I see the ego, I don't know if you saw that movie, The Men in Black. It's my
No, I
favorite
didn't. Mm-hmm.
picture. It has a at one point it's a kind of a comedy, but it's got these aliens all over the place, and they're on planet Earth, and at one point they open up this human's head. And there's a tiny little alien sitting in a chair with all these levers and gadgets and, making the body run and do and talk and blah, 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 blah. I really see the ego as the control tower, that its job is to keep the physical body alive, to survive, so that the soul, spirit, can have an earthly physical experience.
Experience, yes, I so agree
So
with you. Yes.
it's absolutely vitally important. It's almost like the engine of a car. If your car is your body and the electrical system is your nervous system and blah 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 blah, the ego is the engine that, keeps that car moving. So you get rid of the ego and you're not effective, you're not active, you're not able to accomplish, do, live. You'll die without your ego.
Listen, I
So
love this statement.
Jesus,
This is amazing.
Jesus had a huge ego, okay? Gandhi had a huge ego. Anybody who has ever done anything on this planet has a huge ego. Now, the challenge comes with the identity. What is my identity? If I only think that I am the ego, if I only think that I am the manager of the store instead of the owner of the store, I get confused and I lose my perspective. And my ego runs without the direction from the soul spirit. So the trick is that all the yogis and the ascend, this awakening and, liberation and everything, it has to do with changing your identity so that you identify yourself as an infinite soul spiritual being that directs your ego, that is in charge, that is the master of the ego. So it's really more about mastering the ego with your spirit than it is about trying to lose or get rid of the ego.
Yeah, and beautifully said. Yes, it is so beautiful, because it becomes so confusing when people think, well, you are too egoistic. You have to get rid of your ego, da 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 da. And it's like, no, you have to have something that can help you with that, because our spirit doesn't pay my bills. My spirit doesn't go to work. So, my physical body has to do all those things. So we have to have somebody that can help us to manage this three-dimensional world.
All you have to do is get involved in these spiritual movements, and you will bump into the biggest egos on the planet.
Yeah. Tell
Let's
me
get
about.
real about the
Yeah. We don't want to go there. We want to be a nice Leos.
Right.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Okay, now, do you mind to give us a little information practically? How do you see, how planet may impact our physical, emotional, mental, and or spiritual level? Meaning, how could, what is the impact of the planets on the human body? emotions or mental. Because I know, you know, you are talking about also, you know, you go into your emotions. And by the way, what I really love about, I read somewhere that, you know, Tom absolutely loved to follow his heart. Mm-hmm. And that means, you know, dealing with the emotions. And I think in today's era, people are afraid to deal with emotions.
Yeah, well, this is a huge... This is basically the, you know, the awakening of the age of Aquarius. This is the, you know, the time that we are in of the end of the patriarchy and the birth of a new paradigm is really the reemergence of the feminine that has been, you know, that is the water element in astrology. It has to do with the earth element. If we really want to look at the elements in astrology, fire and air are masculine. And earth and water are feminine. And so when it comes to this, you know, changing, you know, we are now going through this changing of the ages. That's pretty much going from 1950 to 2050. Probably it takes 100 years to change an age.
Okay,
so we're,
yeah.
You know, we're getting there, you know. Some of us may be alive by the time, but, you know, these ages last for a couple thousand years, you know. So we're really coming into this awareness now. And part of this awakening, you know, is this capacity for us to integrate ourselves and understand that we are both masculine and feminine. Mm-hmm. That we have a Venus and a Mars in the birth chart, that we are both light and dark, extroverted and introverted, thinking and feeling, being and doing. We have all these polarities going on, actually deep within us. And so this feminine energy, water and earth, is the dark, negative, personal, subjective, feeling, intuitive, emotional, chaotic, all these descriptors we can use for this inner world of feeling and emotion that really is now emerging in a much more powerful way. It's been looked upon as being weak as and scary and seductive and you know, you'll lose control and the devil will get you to, and you'll be in the dark and blah, 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 blah. It's been
because it's
really,
also powerful. It's powerful.
Yeah. It's been very feared by the patriarchy for thousands of years now. And, and that, so we look at this masculine, which is the light, the sun. You have the sun and the moon, you have Venus and Mars, you have the light and the dark, and the masculine wants clarity, action, order, structure, control. It's the thinking. It's, you know, conquer more land, more property, more money, more, you know, it's really about the lack of chaos. It's about controlling chaos and controlling nature and controlling the body and controlling everything. It's all about control. And there needs to be a balance. There's a time for control and there's a time for surrender. And there's a time to act. And there's a time to just simply be. There's a time to talk, and there's a time to listen. And so, you know, we've been, like I say, through a few thousand years now of this masculine, exterior, superficial, outward control, and now we're realizing that it exists in the world of separation. It is the ego and the thinking. The thinking is a slave of the ego. You know, our brain makes a few million decisions, plus or minus, yes or no, plus or minus, yes or no, a second. It works in a linear fashion, a polarized fashion that deals with exclusion and separation. And this exclusion and separation has caused all of the pain, all of the disease, all of the suffering, all of the pollution, all of the wars, all of the violence, all of the death, all of this, this ego that lives in separation, my survival, my body, my money, my family, my bank account, my, has gone as far as it can go. It has separated itself from Mother Nature, from the planet, and it is the feminine that holds the key to unity, that feels through the water, through the earth, through the feminine is where we come into connection. And it's not about exclusion, it's about inclusion. And it's about caring for the planet, caring for each other, nurturing the young, educating the young, bringing in a sense of community, bringing in a sense of unity, compassion, forgiveness, and understanding. All of these are the feminine traits. And the planet is not going to exist. It's not going to carry on. It's not going to, you know, go on into the future without incorporating, valuing, integrating, adoring, yeah, respecting this inner feminine energy as being the key, the power behind the throne. It's the life force. If we look at Kundalini yoga, I do Kundalini yoga. I teach it.
I know that.
Kundalini, Kundalini is the serpent force, the feminine serpent, powerful life force coiled at the base of the spine. When we look at our life force, when we look at passion, the juiciness of life, the lusciousness of life, the masculine is dry, barren, and dead. Ultimately, without the juice and the life-giving force of the water of the feminine. So we have a lot of women now awakening to their power. They've, you know, it's just like, you know, this is the time, that, and it's obvious, and it's, you know, just this. We can look at the astrology of it and see the, you know, the timing of all of this, but, you know, it's a huge 26,000-year cycle that.
Yeah, know, this is something started. I was looking forward to talk to you about. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know, it's really the 0 degrees of Capricorn, which is the winter solstice point in the northern hemisphere, is now in alignment with the galactic center. And we are beginning a new 26,000-year cycle that exactly has to do with this balance between yin and yang.
Yes.
The balance between the masculine and the feminine. So, you know, this is the emerging power of the feminine, and it's redefining ourselves, redefining human nature, what it means to be human, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman. Our identities as human beings are being restructured, re-altered, reintegrated, and it's a very scary time where people just are losing touch, or, you know, are seeking, trying to find a firm, solid foundation as the sands of time are shifting and changing beneath our feet. Yeah?
Amazing. Beautifully said. And I think, you know,
so it's a very exciting time.
Yes, you know, I think it's exciting, but it's very also very scary, especially for those people who kind of never get in touch with their internal core and then admit much deeper truth what's really going on. So there's a lot of confusion, and this is what I also believed, you know, going into the age of Aquarius, we are dealing, you know, because Aquarius is also information. And we are dealing with this enormous amount of misinformation. It's huge.
Yeah.
You know, and the people do not know, you know, where to start. So I think, you know, this kind of stuff is incredible. So just to give them a little guidance to know where to start. And so from there, they can actually be built for themselves. because
well,
you know,
probably the best place to start is, you know, if we look at the elements of earth and water, it is number one, one of my strong beliefs, okay, is that it is impossible to understand or know yourself through thinking. You have ideas about who you think you are, but it is your feelings that are you. You are your feelings. You are not your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of growth and all of evolution occurs through your feelings. This is the feminine. And the other aspect of the feminine is the earth, and that is your physical body. And our physical bodies are fine, fine, fine instruments. And it is so valuable and so important to listen to the body, when you sweat, when your heart beats faster, when you are tired, when you are, and not to use coffee, nicotine, all these other stimulants, all these other, sweets and this and that. It's like, you know what? You've got to exercise. You got to take care of your body during these times. And your body, as you fine-tune that body, that is going to give you the right signals. Your heart is your compass. And your heartbeat, and your breathing is so important. Your lungs are so important. So Kundalini Yoga deals with breathing techniques, and pranayama to open up these lungs, oxygenate the blood, and really your body then, is always giving us so much information. And the chemical releases of our brain and our whole physiology and our hormonal system, the glandular system, this all is tied into the emotions. So the body and the emotions is, really what you want to come home to. That is your home. Your body is your first home. And when you get in touch with your body, and your body helps you get in touch with your feelings and your needs, your fears, and your emotions, you start listening to yourself more than the teachers and the preachers and the politicians and the teachers and the advertising and and you come into your power, you come into your strength, and you live a more full, whole, and complete life.
Mm-hmm. What I would like to give us just a little ideas. I would like to know, because you are talking about understanding ourselves, body talking to us. Could you actually maybe give us a few examples, about the planets and how, what is their meaning and how they are impacting our bodies? Because that's also maybe a translation of the frequency.
Yeah, there's a whole branch of astrology called medical astrology where you can look at the person's chart and, help them understand, why their body is, doing what it's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, it is, speaking to us in many ways, including cancer and disease and problems. And, of course, Pluto rules cancer. Pluto deals with rejection, parts of our body that we reject. And this can be our femininity with our breasts. This can be our masculinity with our prostate. We can have all kinds of, issues with aspects or parts of ourselves that we reject. And, of course, then they get cancer. So Pluto has so much to do, with this transformation of the self, the death and the resurrection, into a new identity or a new state of being. But if you want to go through, I can go through all the signs and things like that. I mean, Aries is the head. Taurus is the throat. Gemini is all the tubes of the body, the larynx, the lungs, the limbs, the fingers, the arms. It actually, as you go through the zodiac, it goes right down the body. Yeah? So it goes head, throat, Gemini, shoulders, and arms. Cancer is the rib cage. Yeah? Leo, of course, then is the heart and the solar plexus. And you keep on going down. Virgo has to do with the stomach and digestion. Libra, the buttocks and the hips. Scorpio, the genitalia. Sagittarius, the thighs. Capricorn, the knees. Aquarius, the ankles. And Pisces, the feet. And Pisces also has to do with the crown chakra. So it's the top and the bottom. It's the alpha and the omega. It's the beginning and the end. You know, Pisces is the all.
Yes,
the Pisces, and Neptune
all
actually
the
has to do. You know, Neptune has to do with the immune system. So,
oh, wow.
You know, Neptune is now in Pisces. Chiron is in Pisces. We are all having, you know, immune. You know, it's time to see, recognize, work with, build up, and understand our immune system, and heal our immune system, because we are in some ways losing some of that separation. We are losing, our boundaries are weakening. So we have to be very aware of our environments, physical, emotional, mental, psychic, because we are being sensitized collectively. The human species is becoming more sensitive to food, to atmosphere, psychic, physical, whatever, sound, everything. We're just like becoming, and so our immune systems are in ways breaking down in some ways. And
let me kind of throw you a question here, because when you talk about, you know, sensitive to environment, do you think that is this maybe why we have so many ADD children today, because they are so sensitive to the environment and what's really going on? And it's impacting that immune system?
Well, yes and no. What I see is that I see a group of souls now that's incarnating, a very powerful group of souls. And we have the indigo children, and, you know, I mean, these can all be looked at as generations of, you know, where Pluto and Neptune in particular, they stay in signs for 15 to 20 years. And these are different generations of children being born. And what we have now being born is some very highly evolved beings. And they are eccentric. They are erratic. They are genius. They are different. They are individualized. They are awakened. They are from far distant realms of space. They are way ahead of the elders. And they don't, and the system does not meet their needs. The understanding of psychology, the understanding of the educational system, the understanding of the government, the understanding of the schools that teach parents how to parent, if anybody does teach parents how to parent, you know, it's all totally inadequate to meet the needs of these beings. And these beings are not understood. And what they're really saying is that, guess what, folks? Human nature is evolving, and you need to evolve. The schools need to change, and the psychology needs to change, and the religions need to change. But instead, they're giving these kids drugs. They're labeling ADD, bipolar, ADHD, you know, depressed. They got a pill for this and a pill for that. And it's all just sick. And it is fear-based control mechanism by people that are ignorant.
They don't have the maturity to deal with these kids. Well, let me ask you this. Do you actually work with those children, or could you help those children if somebody would have, you know, interest to use astrology or work with you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they should teach astrology to all. Every parent who has a kid should for sure know their kid's moon sign. It would be great if they knew their whole chart. It would be great if they knew the relationship chart. I do composite relationship charts between, you know, parents and kids. And I used to be a Waldorf school teacher, so I have some background in, you know, I've taught children, and I, you know, have raised my own children. I've got some more children now. I've got, you know, I'm surrounded with kids all the time. So I do a lot with, you know.
That's awesome. We are running slowly. We have 5 more minutes left over. So what I would like to ask you are 2 questions. You know, how could somebody use astrology for their own personal or business benefit? And I would also like you to give us your website, and also, you know, if you have any information that you would like our listener to know about.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I guess you can always find me on YouTube. I do my weekly video on YouTube. It's called the Pele Report. Pele was the Hawaiian goddess of the volcano. And I started doing this report when I lived in Hawaii. It's P-E-L-E, P-E-L-E report. And I think you can find that. My website is New Paradigm Astrology. I think that's on the internet page for you.
Yes, so on the guest info, site.
Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, I mean, obviously we can talk forever about all this stuff. But in terms of how you use astrology, it's not only your soul intention and your past lives and your future soul intention that you can look at with the birth chart, but it's also a clock. Because you look at the transits and you look at where the planets are now. And where the planets are now are like a time release. It's, you know, it's like a time release capsule that, you know what, when I'm 21, I want this to happen. And when I'm 42, I want this to happen. So anything that's going on in somebody's life, you know, they can get a deeper, wider, broader understanding of why it's happening, of what to do about it, of what to learn from it, and where it can go. So it helps you make decisions, it helps you make choices, it helps you see the bigger, wider, broader picture. A lot of times it simply validates what you already feel or know inside yourself anyway, but it's nice to have external validation. And of course, you know, the other aspect of that then is that you can see, I call it like surfing. You know, we're out here and it's like astrology, you know, you can go ahead of time and see what's coming later on in 2015, where, you know, we could have talked about that tonight. I talk about that every week. It's like when you see a wave coming, you know to paddle and stand up and surf that wave. It's like, so it's very good to look into, it's like looking down the road and seeing the signs and the mountain, you know, to see what's ahead. You can adjust. If you have to change gears on your bicycle, it's nice to, you know, see, you know, what's up ahead of you. So it's also empowering and helpful, you know, for people to navigate, you know, just their daily life, as well as find out information about their love and their partnership and their job, business, vocation, career, family, health, money, sex, you know, future. It's, I mean, their dreams. Basically, when I do a chart reading, I answer any question that anybody has about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's all in the chart. Astrology is the most inclusive, oldest art science that exists on the planet.
Well, beautiful. Well, listen, Tom, I am so excited that you were able to come on the show for this, you know, for the short notice. And and thanks. And thank you so much for the information. And I'm sorry we lost a kind of 15 minutes on that because I had some other great questions. But, you know, if you are interested in the future, I would love to have you back.
Well, thank you very much. It's been nice to share this evening, and I wish you the very best of 2015.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Good night. Hey, okay. Folks. Well, thank you so much for listening, and the hour is over, so we have to say good night and check out, and we will see you. We will listen to you or come back in 2 weeks. Thank you so much.